Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
All right. The article that dropped today from Sean on D Magazine. Sean tweets out, there are 31 teams that Jamie Benn could help next season. The Stars happen to be the 32nd on the Stars' stubbornness and unwillingness to make the tough choice, and how the Stars now need Benn to save them from themselves. We've talked about this on the program. Sean, tell us the inspiration to kind of write this article, and pretty much has a common theme that, you know, Jamie Benn, for the Stars' benefit, might be better off going elsewhere.
Yeah. And I want to give a ton of credit to my editor over at D Magazine, Mike Pellucci, because I went and I penned this and sent him the draft yesterday, and he went through it and said, hey, this is great. And then he called me and he said, hey, just making sure, because I know this is and I'm not afraid to put my name or attach anything to it, but I want to give a ton of credit to Mike for being for having the understanding of this is not the type of thing that is, it's easy for anyone. It's easy to go and say, hey, Jamie Benn should be gone, if you are a fan or a media member that doesn't cover the Stars. It's another thing to be a bit blunt, Gavin, that, and I'm not taking risks or anything like that. I've always stood by my stances on things, but like, I know that this is something where there's people that this will piss off some people, and that's sure, fine. Sure. There's people in the organization this will piss off, and there's team players and some of Jamie's teammates that this will piss off. And that's something that when next time I interact with them or handle myself, I have to be able to answer for that. So Mike, give credit to my editor, Mike Pellucci, for calling me and yesterday and being like, just, hey, just talking that part out. We've talked about it on this show, and sometimes you go through and you sit down and you write and you realize what needs to be said as the proverbial pen hits the paper, right? Like, I guess, or the digital text clickety clacks onto the screen or whatever you want to call it, right? Like, there's a mirror, right? I think part of the, like, I'm an unbiased media member, as unbiased as I can be. Obviously this job and is a little bit more entertaining when the team you're covering is winning and doing well. This show is more fun when we have playoff games to cover. Like, let's be honest about it. But yep. Part of the job of media, I think, is sometimes to look in the mirror when the team themselves won't do it, right? And I think that's the biggest problem the Stars have right now with this whole Jamie Benn situation. We talked about it after the last game. And then you go and you look at the evidence that there's a problem here that you need to tackle. And it was important for me, and I really encourage anyone listening or anyone who sees the tweet or the post, to please read the story through, because It is. Does it? If you just read the tweet, I'm sure someone's going to say it's a hit piece. I'm sure someone's going to say that. And whatever, I'm ready for someone to say that, and I will gladly tell them, hey, please read the article, because I think Jamie Benn could be the next Corey Perry. And yeah, I believe that, and I mean that positively. Corey Perry has gone and carved out another 7 or 8 years of his career by being that vigilante menace that can go and play into his early 40s. I think Jamie could do that, but he can't do it in Dallas. He can't do it where the coach has so much faith in him, has so much belief that he's on the ice in the 6-on-5 at the end of a game with your season on the line. These are the things where you have to realize that there are different circumstances. Like, Gavin, if this was a video game world with no emotions and it was just, hey, we plug in 12 players with video game ratings and everything, and there's no emotions and there's no dynamics like that, yeah, Jamie's back. Like, if you're playing NHL 27 or whatever, yeah, like, or whatever it is, like, yeah, bring Jamie Benn back, because that's a video game world. This isn't a video game world. There's too much history and human ties here that, frankly, are keeping the Stars back. And, like, I want to give Jim credit. Jim's done a great job when it comes to moving and advancing the Stars' contention window over and over again. There was the way that he's moved on from John Klingberg before, the way he moved things into the Wyatt Johnston window, the way that he moved on from Jason Spezza when it was time, the way that he has had been able to kind of keep the stack windows on top of windows has been so impressive, and why Jim has done such a great job with this franchise and why they've played so many playoff games and why they've been so good. But you're clinging too hard to an old window now with Jamie Benn that you're potentially muddling it for your future ones.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a really well thought out article, and I would encourage people, you need to read it, because it's not a hit piece. And it talks about how great Jamie's been for the organization. So kudos to D Magazine, Stick Tap to Mike Pellucci and the crew that have you, Robert, David Castillo. I mean, they've really put a concentration into hockey, and hopefully it's paying off for them. So I love supporting D Magazine.
This is attorney Omid Azari from Azari Law. If you've been injured in an accident and feel like no one is fighting for you, it's time to fight back. Call Azari Law at 888-828-HURT. Just with one call, you can put a proven legal team on your side. Azari Law has been serving the DMV for over 15 years, proudly fighting for our local community. I was born and raised right here in the DMV, and my team is made up of experienced, reputable local attorneys dedicated to fighting for injury victims just like you. Follow us on all social platforms at azari.law. That's AZARI.LAW. Don't wait, don't settle. Fight back with Azari Law. With offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, my team and I are ready to stand up for you. Call 888-828-HURT. That's 888-828-HURT. And let us fight back for you.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.